Why are they going to leave Joe hanging like that?
Well, yeah, but he says...
Always bugs me. Guitar. And then they play the guitar and he goes, drums. Nope. And there's no drums.
Zero drums.
What's happening?
After he screams for drums.
He yelled drums.
You know what? Maybe we can help him out. He's going to say something between 5 and 6. And if he does, you be caller 25. We'll send you to the show.
Oh, we have Def Leppard tickets.
Yeah, maybe he could jump on stage. Yeah, it's going to be at the stadium tour with Steve Miller and Journey on August 25th at SoFi Stadium.
Wow.
You could jump on stage when he says it this time and start playing the drums. That's, we encourage you to not do that. But whatever.
How are you feeling today? Better?
You know, slightly better. I actually forgot I had been sick for 5 days. Yeah, like when you used to pretend you were sick and then go back to school and you forgot you had said you were sick.
Sure.
Like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
So you forgot the lie.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Can you?
Don't make me laugh.
I was just going to ask if you can laugh without coughing.
No. So we're safe here today. So.
Give me 5.
Yeah.
Down Under.
Down songs from Australia.
Australian bands.
Yeah, so a lot of Olivia Newton-John.
Nope.
Yeah.
Things that are no longer acceptable. Most of our lives before, say, 2010, we would get canceled today for.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
We've done the way you grew up, the way you were parented.
Yes. You know, we were just talking about, you know, I was a latchkey kid. My wife was a latchkey kid. And we would literally, I'd be home all day. All night. I used to be home until 4 in the morning when my parents would get home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your parents hated you.
But of course.
Naturally. Stay out of the house.
But I mean, can you imagine them getting away with that sort of thing now?
No, I cannot. No, people are dumb. A man who really, really hates furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Screw that furniture.
And we have One American Dollar coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Sligo and I are students of the human condition.
Man, that is a fact, my friend.
And most people are dumb.
That's a true.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Are you still teaching courses at the university on dumb people? Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. Helping the youth out.
It's a master's program. Yeah. Military police. By the way, this is countries are dumb. The whole country is dumb.
What is up with this country?
Military police threatened to charge sex worker who offers discounts to Canadian soldiers.
Okay.
So she's saying, if you're a Canadian soldier, I'm going to give you 25% off.
That seems like a nice deal. She's helping out their men in blue or whatever they wear.
The selling of sex in Canada is legal.
Is it? I'll see you later, dude.
But military police allege Christina Lee Gilchrist broke the law with the unlawful use of military uniforms. So she had on a uniform in an ad that she put out.
Oh, come on.
And they have threatened to charge her.
Did she sex it up? Was it like a sexy Canadian Mountie uniform, if you won't?
She's sexy.
Right.
But it's not like she's
just wearing it. Right.
She's
not, she didn't have little strategic rips.
Senior leaders are warning troops to stay away from this woman.
Shut up.
So much so that they sent out a memo telling people to avoid her, and they named her, and they put a picture of her.
That's what I call free advertising right there.
So they basically told all of the military that somebody is offering you 25% off.
Maybe it was an underhanded way of doing it. You know, Canadians can be pretty clever with that sort of thing.
It's so unusual. They took the highly unusual step in mid-December of telling soldiers about the 32-year-old woman.
Hey, don't go to her, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no.
The internal message noted that the escort in question has photos posted on her website of clients in CAF uniforms in compromising positions.
Partially out of said uniforms.
And also 25% off.
BTW.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I mean, that's really good of her. They should give her a medal.
Traffic to her website skyrocketed to 10,000 views over a 3-day period.
You know, I retract my thought that maybe that they were trying to, you know, like let everybody know, because that's exactly what authority does. They think they're going to shut something down.
Right.
And instead they light a flame under it.
They advertise it like crazy. She had 10,000 views in a 3-day period.
Wow.
And she's very grateful. She said, they gave me all this free publicity.
Sure, I'll take the uniform off. You bet I will.
After that memo, I literally had 10,000 hits on my website. Yes. They said to the soldiers, hey, don't look at this. And all the soldiers said, hey, let's go look at this.
Clearly, we need to look at that.
So Canada's dumb. In Texas, a man with a knife outside a bar was tackled by security and police was called.
This is
a really bizarre story.
Yeah.
In North Richland Hills, Texas, employees at a bar in North Richland Hills tackled a person who was stabbing patio furniture with a knife.
I hate this patio furniture.
How much can you hate patio furniture?
What a stupid Shea Lounge you are. How uncomfortable.
Officers initially responded to a stabbing call at 12:45, and when they got to the scene, they said they came in contact with a person who had been slashing patio furniture in the parking lot outside the bar called The Hideaway.
The Hideaway.
So apparently they had an indoor-outdoor situation.
It's probably really nice out there. Someone had decorated it nicely. And
he didn't like it.
No,
he didn't care for the colors.
Was he under the impression maybe there were ghosts sitting in the chair?
I don't have any idea.
Hmm.
According to police on the scene, the person had been tackled by an employee.
Like, knock it off!
Had the knife taken away from him, and he was just sitting on him waiting for the police to
come. Oh, wow. Really?
So the guy was a wimp.
Right.
On top of everything else.
Right.
And thank God, because it's in Texas, he didn't have a gun.
Yeah, very true. Exactly. He could have been shooting the furniture.
Right?
And that's more fun. I mean, terrible. That's a terrible thing to do.
I don't know what would possess a person to stab furniture.
Can
get me as drunk as possible.
Exactly.
And put a knife in my hand and put me by that furniture.
Yeah.
And I would feel no malice toward the furniture.
No, I wouldn't be attacking it.
It's so bizarre.
Is that a dollar I see in your hand?
It is.
Why don't you just hand it to me?
It's a pretty safe dollar.
Good, really?
Yeah, it's pretty safe, yeah.
It's going to be pretty easy. What do you mean? Oh, you mean you're going to keep it?
Yeah, it's a safe dollar.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not going to lose this dollar.
Damn it.
I played One American Dollar with Stu about 3 times while you were out. He lost every time.
Now, did he not get any right answers? Because as I recall now, if we don't get a single right answer,
you owe me a dollar.
Right?
Yes, I forgot about that
so,
rule.
Do you want to go roll him right now in the parking lot and grab that $3 from him?
You just made that rule. I totally forgot about it.
Let's go get him. Let's you know, just for the hell of it. Even if he did get anything right, who cares?
Also, I can't find my list. Hold on.
What about your song? The little song?
Oh, I need a dollar,
And while Kevin is looking for the list,
there it is. Okay. The category, the top 10 most intelligent animal species on Earth.
Oh, wow. Oh, I like that.
Top 10 most intelligent animal species on Earth.
I love me some mammals. I would love to work with mammals as I retire and have them do all my work and, you know, not do anything.
Some of these I recognize as, oh, yeah, that's the reputation. And then some of them I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, they say that crows are extremely intelligent. I saw a crow, I believe, bring a cookie to some woman who had been feeding him for a while. And on her Ring camera, she saw the crow bring a cookie and put it where she would find it and take off.
Really?
Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? And I'm like, I'm not eating that cookie, but that's nice.
So you're saying crows.
Crows.
Number one.
Yes, really?
Number one.
Well, there you go. I mean, this crow is like, here you go. Thank you for helping me out.
It says the ultimate multitasker of the bird world. They were caught using tools, solving complex puzzles, and even holding grudges.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
So that's a good guess.
One for one. Say octopi is a pretty smart creature.
They do say that.
Yeah.
And it's number 6.
Yes.
Look at you.
I like animals. I'm a big fan of animals. I like animals better than humans.
Sound like Rain Man. I like animals. I like animals.
I'm a really good driver. Wapner's on it.
Gotta watch Wapner.
Yep. They say out fox people. Foxes are supposedly pretty wise beasts.
Oh. Correct. Not on the list.
You foxes, you're dumb. Turns out you're stupid.
It's not our fault.
Monkeys, orangutans, gorillas, helper monkeys. They're pretty bright. Monkey species monkeys? Probably not spider monkeys. I think those ones that fling poo.
Be more specific?
More specific?
Yeah.
You mean like a kind of monkey?
Sure.
You know.
No, I don't
you
know.
You do, because you're seeing it. Let's see. God,
a more specific
kind of
type of monkey. I'm not even positive it's a monkey.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to have to say no, and then we can change it later.
Damn
if you disagree,
it.
We can change it later.
Elephants. Aren't elephants supposed to be pretty smart?
Elephants are number 9.
Yes.
Nicely done. Just got to get one more.
I mean, I guess dogs. Dogs are pretty smart.
Dogs.
Oh.
Sorry, one more canines. Guess. You can't miss.
Oh, I can get one more?
Yep. Oh, sorry.
No, yeah.
Hold up.
Yes.
Got to be more specific about dogs.
You mean like a breed of dog?
Yes. In this top 10, there's one breed of dog.
One breed of dog.
Now, you don't have to make that your final guess. You can guess something else, but it is one breed of dog.
Well, I probably should. One breed of dog.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 most intelligent animal species on Earth.
I'm going to go with labs, Labrador Retriever.
Labrador Retriever. Incorrect. Sorry.
What's the smart dog?
You lost.
At least I don't owe you a dollar because I got a few right.
Number 10, dolphin.
Oh, yes, yes. Dolphins are very smart.
Yep.
Damn it.
Number 9, elephants. Number 8, you said monkeys, chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees.
That's not the same, right?
That's a monkey, chimpanzee, monkey. But no, I think I get 75 cents on this one.
I think you don't get any of that, no.
Come on, people, what do you think?
Number 7 was the dog, Border Collie.
Oh, Border Collie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It says the canine Einstein among us.
Wow, okay.
So they're supposed to be really smart.
Right.
Number 8, octopuses.
Octopi.
Octopussy. Number 5, African gray parrot.
Huh. Really?
Number 4, pigs.
Oh, pigs. Pigs are very...
You've heard that, right?
I've heard that pigs can be as intelligent, basically, as your 5-year-old child. So, you know...
Depending on the child, sure.
Eat that 5-year-old child instead.
Number 3, rats.
Oh. I saw one organizing some dude's... there was this weird video, and he was basically moving stuff and cleaning up his basement for him. I mean, it really was tidier when the rat was done.
That's pretty great.
Very weird.
Number 2, orangutan.
I said orangutan. I said monkey. I said gorillas and monkeys. I said orangutan.
But orangutan. Look. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said orangutans are gorillas.
Yeah! I got me a dollar! Do 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 do!
I can't get that high.
In my defense, that was a shotgun answer where you threw out like five words.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Get the dollar.
Dollar. Yep. Look at it. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
And number 1, crows and ravens.
Yeah, crows, man. That's cool.
That's crazy.
Well, in honor of the elephants that made the list, change the elephant for you. Okay, Lois. Thank you for this dollar. I'm going to party tonight.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Something we've been talking a lot about off the air is what we're going to talk about on the air now, and that is the way things are different when we were kids to now.
Wow, things have changed since the late 1800s. I mean, it's true, dude. The kind of stuff we used to get away with.
The first thing that comes to my mind is riding in the back of a pickup truck without a seatbelt, standing up, moving around.
Yeah. Yeah, out in the desert.
No one cared.
No one cared.
Including your parents.
They used to put us in the back. Hey, you kids sit in
there. Everybody jump in there.
Yeah, you hang out back there. Don't be throwing rocks at cars going by. Dude, I remember when I was really little and could still fit in the back window of the car. You know, there'd be like a...
Yeah.
I would sleep up there.
Why?
Yeah, just on long trips because we used to travel like across the country all the time. So I would sleep up there and look at the stars and whatever. And that's insane.
That is insane.
I mean, no seatbelt, no kidding. I mean, I was in the back window for crying out loud.
Also, our parents never knew where we were.
Hell no.
You said that you were inside all day?
Yeah.
Alone?
Yeah.
I was outside all day. I would leave the house in the morning and come back in time for dinner.
Well, I used to, when we lived in the middle of the desert, I would go out. I was like 7, and I would be like, out in the desert, there's nothing out there. I ran into it with my dog, a couple of rattlesnakes, and she scared them off, and they had no idea where I was.
They would say, all right, good luck. See you tonight.
When I was a teenager, I'd bring my friends home at dawn. We were still in high school. We would go out, go to a midnight movie, and come home literally at dawn. Usually, one of the friends in my car was not allowed to go the following weekend.
Sure.
But for the most part, and I got screamed at by a few parents. But for the most part,
I mean, we didn't know.
No one cared.
We didn't know anything about the dangers of sun either when we were outside all day. What was sunscreen? I didn't know.
Sunscreen. We used to slather on actual tanning butter. It was to attract the sun. It was to make you copper golden toned.
They used to paddle kids.
Oh, man, I got my ass beat by teachers in the front of the class many times.
Did you?
You'd have to come up.
I got hit in the hand with a wooden spoon.
No, they'd make us come up and bend over in front of the class.
In front of the class?
Yeah, swat us with a wooden... I mean, now they get sued immediately.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah.
My younger brother took one of those paddles and sawed it in half, like into pieces.
Oh, really?
Thinking, all right, well, we're in the clear now.
What are you going to do now?
Didn't work. Yeah. They found another
pattern. My dad used to say, go out and get a switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I think he used to threaten that. I don't think he did it, but he did used to get the belt, and I would go in with welts the next day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. How have things changed since you were a kid?
Yeah, literally, though. One time my mom was in England, which was a weird, crazy trip for her for like 2 or 3 weeks. And my dad, and I'm doing air quotes, worked until 4 in the morning on a regular basis. So I would be home until like 4 in the morning several nights in a row. I was like 12.
Your parents really hated you.
Oh, yeah. They weren't taking me anywhere. They're like, well, maybe he'll die tonight.
We won't leave him food. Let him forage on his own.
Maybe he'll set the house on fire or something.
So how are things different now?
Yeah, what's changed? What is
unacceptable now that you always did as a kid? You didn't even think anything of it. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about things that are no longer acceptable, that were very acceptable when we were kids.
You know, in the 1970s, you didn't have to have them seatbelt things on.
You sure didn't.
You felt like staying home from school, no big deal.
I had a paper route, and I had some problems with dogs, so my dad drove me one morning, and I stood in the back of his truck and threw papers.
In the back of the pickup truck.
Yes, standing up. It's so dumb.
Yep.
So dumb. You have a story like that?
Back in the day, we would go to TJ Rosarito without a passport. So this is like pre-9/11. We'd just be able to go down for the weekend and... We had a driver's license and match.
Yeah, flying back and forth or driving back and forth, rather, to Mexico was nothing.
Was nothing. Yeah,
zero
true.
Back in the day.
That
Absolutely.
Is true.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Also, the donkey show wouldn't fly today. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What's different since you were a kid?
Well, like what you were talking about, not your parents not knowing where you were.
Mm-hmm.
My older sister and I used to go truck driving with my dad in the summer, Las Vegas. He'd give us a bucket of quarters to go to the arcade. But back then, there was that free tram that linked like four
casinos,
MGM,
right.
The Pirates, whatever it was,
yeah,
right. Linked together. So mm-hmm. We would leave the one hotel that he was at the slot machines at, get on that free tram, and go to whatever arcade was open till midnight, past midnight, and then come back, get another bucket of quarters, and... Only until the arcade closed was when we were bothering him to go home already.
And that's in Vegas, no less.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah, and I couldn't have been more than 7 or 8 years old.
Wow! I got to tell you, I did spend a lot of time in the arcades and casinos
sure.
when I was a little kid as well.
Sure.
But yeah, we didn't wander off. But I love it. That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Going to the liquor store with 20 cents or a quarter and buying 5 cigarettes for an adult.
Yes. Hey, kid, go down and get me a pack of smokes.
That sounds impossible now. Like,
yeah,
there's no way that ever happened.
Hell yeah, that's crazy. Right on. Thanks. I mean, I was always happy to grab the candy cigarettes myself.
Yeah, sure.
But whatever. 818-955-KLOS.
How are things different now than when you grew up?
You know, we would have, I'd drive like 5 people in my car on a regular basis.
Sure, at least.
And be out until, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. Cops would drive past us. They didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you go on kind of the speed limit or whatever. You know, it just no one cared that we were out until dawn.
That's no longer acceptable.
No. That's certainly easily getting into clubs and whatever. No one cared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what we're talking about here. You have a story like that?
Good old child labor laws. I grew up, I'm actually an AC contractor now, but I grew up doing this kind of work since I was about 12.
Wow. Damn.
Was it no one cared.
Was it actually with your dad?
Oh, yeah. I was crawling through asbestos with power tools about 12, 13 years old.
Dang.
Yeah. It paid off in the end, but, you know, with Yelp and cell phones, I'd probably get a bad reputation.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. That kid looked like he was 8. He's a hard worker, though.
Knew what he was doing.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. So when I was a kid, I lived at the end of Mulholland Drive where it turned into a dirt road.
Right.
And a little ways up the dirt road, there was what was called the Mulholland Jumps.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically dirt paths on hills, and kids would take their bikes up there and go crazy. We're talking catapulting 40, 50 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
No helmet, no pads, nothing.
Wow.
The only rule was if it rained, we had to take off our shoes when we got home.
Listen, kill yourself out there in the dirt, but when you get home, we need
Don't
clean
floors.
Don't you
get any of that mud on my shag carpet.
Absolutely.
Green shag carpet.
Fantastic.
Thanks for
calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about things that are no longer acceptable.
Yeah, everything you guys were saying with Kevin, you said something a minute ago that I went and seen back in the day. It was the donkey show. I don't know if that's acceptable.
Oh, it's acceptable.
You know, technically it wasn't acceptable then.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Of course not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. I went and saw it back in Juarez back in 1983 when I was 17, and my God. What a depression it left.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably still recovering, really.
You'll
right?
never get over it.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Sorry about
Thanks
that.
For calling, man.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
My brother was 15. Mom would write us a note to go to the liquor store and pick up a carton of cigarettes, a gallon of vodka, and a
racing form.
And a racing form.
Can you imagine handing over a note
Wait,
now as a kid?
So she wrote a note and the person at the liquor store accepted that?
Oh, yeah. We used to do it all the time until Dad came home.
Stupid Dad.
And then he says, where's Mikhail? Because I was like 11. Oh, he went with Joel.
Get some vodka.
A gallon of vodka.
See, that's when kids were useful. They're just useless now. What's the point?
Yeah.
Right on, dude. That's awesome. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The way you were raised is no longer acceptable.
The 70s in America. I have to say, I honestly believe it's pretty amazing that we made it to adulthood.
That we're alive?
Yeah, in the 70s, everything was... It didn't matter. You
that's
do
true.
Whatever you want.
That's true.
I used to walk through the desert from my house. We lived in the middle of nowhere, and I'd walk. I was 6.
Yes.
Down to Circle K. It was like...
I honestly think your mom and dad were trying to get rid of you. Yeah,
hey,
walk.
Go ahead. Yeah, go to the desert.
Wherever you want to go, go ahead.
You take care.
We're talking about the way you were raised is no longer acceptable. You have that?
Back in the early 70s, you remember the show called Thrill Seekers? The host was Chuck Connors.
Yep.
Get my Schwinn Stingray, and we had a big wheel, and we get my friend and his big brother, and we... laid out patch of gasoline in the street. We had a rope and we towed the big wheel. We do a power slide on the Schwinn Stingray and it whipped the big wheel around and gas was on fire and I slide through it on the big wheel.
See, that sounds awesome.
And it's in the middle of the street and all the neighbors are watching go, oh, good. Well
yes,
done.
They did it.
Yeah, and then the big brother get ready with the hose. And he puts the fire out with the...
Oh, well, that's good. I didn't ever think about putting the fire out.
I love it.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Me and my family, we used to go to San Diego, and my dad would pile us all into the back of his pickup truck and drive to San Diego.
Yep.
And then to Baja.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we had one of them camper shells on the back of our pickup truck, and you know, there's like 6 of us kids in the back, and my dad told us when he put us in there, don't lean against the back door, it doesn't latch right. And of course, Scott, the kid Scott, didn't pay attention. He went flying out the back door.
Oh, your dad must have been so disappointed it wasn't you.
Yeah, dude, that's a fact. He ended up being fine, but because, you know, kids were made out of rubber. But it was the weirdest thing to see him flying through the air,
yeah, of course,
landing on the side of the road. And
KLOS, hello.
And I do remember also, previous caller said, I remember going down to get my dad a 6-pack of Hams beer at the corner store and never had a note or anything.
Nice.
Nuts, man.
Those were the days.
Nuts.
Better days.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
If you took a tip, you know, I'd take one of these beers as a tip.
Give me 5.
Did you have Stu sing this live while he was filming?
He did sing it, yeah.
Did he? Was,
yeah.
Was it as beautiful as the recording?
No.
He's
lost it. The theme today is bands from Australia. Down Under.
Air Supply.
Air Supply is a hard no.
Someone asked for Air Supply.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
But I'll tell you this. Someone asked for Andy Gibb's Shadow Dancing.
Yeah.
First of all, if he's actually Australian. And secondly, if it's in here, I'll put it on. I will play Shadow Dance.
I may take it back off.
It'll be a fight, we'll fight, fight, fight. All right, so what do you got? Bands from Down Under.
I think it's Reptar that says Men at Work, Down Under.
Oh, nice one. All right, here we go. 818-955-KLOS. You can think of anything from any bands down under. ONJ on the list. If it was up to me, I would play that song every damn day.
Song.
Wolf Mother, 3 people, Blended Emotions, Frankenstein, and a Raul suggested Wolf Mother Woman. It is a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's Give Me 5, KLOS. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How many of you are there?
Well, there's me and my son.
Okay.
Okay, so
Two things. Number one, hiding in the trunk to go to the drive-in movies.
Right, okay. Yes, right.
Sure.
Yep.
Insane things we did as a kid that you can't do anymore.
All right. And then In Excess, and you boys, Afternoon Boys, your choice.
Oh, nice.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, I was going to do Devil Inside. That was Jennifer and Sunshine. They hit us up. But a couple people have asked for this one, and I love this song, Suicide Blonde.
Yeah, that's cool, too. That's a great song.
Hey, guys, how about Midnight Oil?
Love to play Midnight Oil. I was thinking Blue Sky Mine. What do you think about that one?
There you go. That's great, Logo. Appreciate it.
Nice. Who's this?
This is Cy from Rancho Cucamonga.
Thank you, Cy.
All right, guys. Rock on.
That, my friends, that is rock and roll.
Yes, it is.
Adora 2000 suggested some AC/DC for Australian bands today on Gimme 5. I'm very excited about this. Tomorrow, 5 punk songs. We're going to do punk rock.
All right.
On Gimme 5, so be thinking of your favorite punk songs. But completely opposite end of the scale, I had said if Andy Gibb turned out to be Australian, and apparently he was part Australian.
Right.
And that the song was in here, and I can't imagine why Shadow Dancing is. Who knows what Marcy gets up to sometimes. Hmm. But I was going to play it.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, yeah.
And I said I was going to take it off.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I'm afraid I'm going to throw it on. You're going to have to fight me if you want to take this song off the radio. What?
Time for People Are Dumb.
It's time!
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
By returning what he stole in 1999, thief reveals himself.
Oh, man, he got away with it that long.
A thief returned what he stole more than 2 decades ago anonymously.
Okay.
There was a weather vane that had a gold-painted rooster on top of it. And he stole it one night when he was drunk. And then he was ashamed to give it back because he'd stolen it when he was drunk. So he just put it in his basement and it stayed there for 25 years.
That's where this is going to go. It's probably not going to do much good weather-wise, but right. Down it is.
But I don't want to tell people right, that I'm the exactly. one that stole it.
Yeah.
So he finally came across it and sent it back to the church. The Catholic church that it was on top of. Right?
Oh, he took it from a church.
Yes.
And wait a minute. Those are very tall buildings.
Yes,
with
they
those
are.
Crazy slanted roofs.
Mm-hmm.
So drunk, he got all the way up there.
He did.
And managed to get this weather vane down with a golden chicken or whatever on
right,
it.
Right, a rooster.
Rooster. And wow, that's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
You know, someone I know stole something from a church.
I don't know what you're
it's
talking
in
about.
This studio right now, Kevin.
There was a reporter who wrote articles in social media about this particular thing, and all of a sudden this past Thursday something showed up in his mail.
Okay.
And it was the golden rooster.
Okay.
And the guy that sent it paid for it with his credit card. So they were like, oh, thank you for that, and thank you for telling us who you are with your credit card.
No, no, no.
So they went to his house and they said, what are you doing?
Right.
He said, I don't know, I was drunk.
25 years ago.
And they said the limitations for petty theft in France is 6 years.
Oh, whew.
So he's good.
Whew.
Time for what we learned. The Canadian military wanted to put a stop to a prostitute giving soldiers 25% off. So they put a message out with her name and website. And she got 10,000 extra hits in 3 days.
You know, that's always a good way to get people to not do something. Tell them, hey, look at this amazing thing. Whatever you do, don't go there and go there.
Right. Don't look at this and don't use her. All right. Thanks for the free advertising.
I'm going to use her. All right.
A man in Texas attacked outdoor furniture at a bar called The Hideaway with a knife.
There is nothing worse than patio furniture. I hate it. Anytime I see a piece of patio furniture, I kick it in the head.
He took down an ottoman like a man. And Sluggo won $1 American Woo! By knowing 4 out of the top 10 smartest animals in the world.
Damn straight. Congratulations to me. I'm going to go out and spend my dollar, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Be listening for Joe Elliott of Def Leppard to say some words at you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to say stuff. Joe Elliott of Def Leppard sometime between 5 and 6 this afternoon. And if you call her 25 when you hear him do that, we continue to see Def Leppard with Journey and Steve Miller. They're going to be at the Summer Stadium Tour. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. That is happening Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Pair of tickets sometime between 5 and 6 when you hear Joe Elliott say stuff on KLOS.
We have Def Leppard tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, so yeah, keep listening for
Joe
that.
Joe Elliott is going to say something. When he does, grab your phone in a rough fashion, and we will get you into that show if you're caller 25. Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
Hello, Dave.
Dave, you're caller 25.
Nice.
You were paying close attention.
Very close.
Yeah, you heard Joe Elliott say, I'm Joe Elliott.
Hi, I'm Joe Elliott.
And you were caller 25, which means you got two tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band on the Summer Stadium Tour. That is Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you just got them for free.
Damn, thanks, guys. Awesome.
A lot of rock and roll birthdays today. Michael from the Scorpions and UFO. Rod Stewart, born in London, England, on this day in rock in 1945. Donald Fagen and Steely Dan. And Pat Benatar celebrating a birthday today.
The Chrome. And Gladys found
C.W. McCall's Convoy song hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock, 1976.